cinemas all across China have stopped offering free 3D glasses for moviegoers. Instead, the cinemas suggest that moviegoers buy glasses for themselves. Many city-level consumer associations have received mounting complaints that this is actually called forced consumption, which is totally unfair for consumers. But it's still happening. So,
yeah,
what's going on here?
It's a travesty, Hyung, and it needs to stop. But basically, the most recent report comes from Tianjin and Nanjing. And I love those places where local cinemas have stopped offering 3D glass services. And as early as 2014, Beijing has seen some cinemas doing this as well, which caused many complaints among moviegoers. I guess some of these places in Beijing, their prices, if you want these 3D glasses, are 10 to 30 yuan, depending on where you go. But maybe in a place like Guangzhou, you're still buying the glasses, but for 3 yuan each. So basically, cinemas have explained that it's for moviegoers' hygiene concern. You know, I don't believe that. I don't buy it. First thing I want to say is I'm particularly not a good person to ask about 3D stuff because I don't really like 3D movies. They give me a headache. Okay, but you know, like, sometimes if you're staring at this 3D stuff, which often is not, like, awe-inspiring. I think the best 3D movie, and I've seen a lot, guys, was Avatar. That was cool. That was different. But to pay 10 to 30 yuan, I think that's a very steep price. There's definitely money being made there. I think, though, the people complaining maybe is not the biggest concern here, because if you saved those glasses, you'd make your money back, you know? Just like, hey, you want to go to a movie today, babe? And then you guys bring your 10 to 30 yuan glasses with you to the movie. But I can see where people are like, hey, you know, like, why are you charging for a movie entrance fee for a 3D movie and basically just not including the glasses? Who goes and watches a 3D movie without the 3D glasses? And why would you ever offer those separately? That's just silly. And I get that.
I totally agree with you. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. But I want to say to you and your babe there that if you want to bring your previous 3D glasses to a current movie theater, it's possible that you cannot use it because there are different screens, different screen technologies. It's not like it's all the same. Maybe in this theater, you can use this pair of glasses, but in another one, those glasses will not provide the same quality of, let's see, movie or experience. And that is why I think it's a stupid idea to ask viewers to buy their own glasses. And also, I have a deeper fear that they say we don't have enough personnel or money or fund to clean those glasses, so we wanted to raise prices or we wanted you to buy them. So what's been done previously? We've been using these 3D glasses for a really long time. Aren't they cleaned? I'm afraid.
Yeah, it sounds like they never have been cleaned, but it's now just all of a sudden in their interest to raise this concern.
That's so nice of them.
Yeah, like, we don't want you to have 3D glasses that might have other people's grease attached to it.
Yeah, guess what? We've done it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you guys think that this is kind of an excuse to some extent, is it?
Well, at the same time, you're seeing in Beijing, you know, Beijing's a big city. So is Guangzhou, though, right?
Yes.
But Beijing, you're seeing 10 to 30 yuan in these cinemas being charged for these 3D glasses. But in Guangzhou, they're getting a much sweeter deal, 3 yuan. You know, my view is, guys, honestly, you've always been paying for the glasses. Anytime I went to a 3D movie theater for your regular movie experience, like, let's take the U.S., when I did that in the U.S., I knew that maybe it was $10 to see a regular movie experience. But then I would be paying $13 to $14 to pay for the 3D experience, you know? But I knew, like, the glasses weren't just being given to me out of the freedom and kindness of their heart. It was included in the price for the 3D movie. So here we're seeing that basically it's not being included in the price anymore. but I'm sure it was before, and I'm sure you paid more here in China for a 3D movie experience than a 2D or the average movie experience, right? But anyways, now they're saying, hey, you know what? We're going to keep the same price of maybe how the 3D movies were charged, and now we're going to take and say, you know what? If you want the glasses, it's no longer included in that base price. Now you have to pay this. That's where I disagree with, is because why didn't the base price go down when you took out the glasses? Give me that $10 price that I would get, like in the U.S., for not going to, for not getting anything free, just having the movie screen and stuff that you provide, and since I'm bringing my own glasses, give me a better price.
What a shrewd moviegoer or ticket buyer Ryan Price
is. I can't count my pennies. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is all speculation, what am I about to say, but Julian's speculation. I do have speculation about why they're doing so. Because according to our statistics, in 2008, there were only 86 3D movie screens across the country. Mm-hmm. And when it's 2010, the number exceeded to 13 million. And in 2016, the number has not been yet released, but the estimated number is 16 million. That is to say, the market got so huge so fast. That is kind of why I feel like the cinema theaters are trying to make money out of it, because they see the opportunity. And also, we've been doing some research, and we understand that there are two different ways to build up or to purchase a 3D screen. One way is to buy a slightly cheaper 3D screen and using more expensive, more high-tech glasses. Mm-hmm. And then people go to the movie theaters and rent the glasses, or sometimes they just been provided with glasses, mm-hmm. but they have to pay for something, and then they'll get the money back when they return the glasses. And those glasses are super expensive. If you want to sell those glasses, it's going to be 100 yuan or something. And I'm pretty sure movie theaters know that no one will buy that. But later, there is another trend to go. That is to build or to purchase high-techy kind of screens. And you can use cheaper glasses to watch 3D movies on those screens. And then they found that, okay, this is good. We can sell those glasses because it's only 10 to 30 yuan, and you're going to buy it and maybe buy it again and again. And that is our opportunity there. And that is why they suddenly decided to sell 3D glasses. Speculation.
Yeah. Initially, I don't have a problem with this because... I don't have a problem with this if the base price of what a 3D movie experience costs when 3D glasses were included goes down, because I'm no longer getting that service from you. I want to see that base price go down. I will buy my own whatever glasses, because I think, yes, there is some hygiene risk concern, even if they say they've cleaned it. How do I know personally that guy actually cared enough to clean all the glasses that got recycled from a huge movie that just let out, like the new Avengers movie or something? I think it's a safer bet to bring my own glasses if I plan on going to a 3D movie experience. And eventually, after enough movies, if the base price was lowered because I brought my glasses, it would pay for itself and then continue to pay for more. So that's what I want to see. Some transparency and like what you offered glasses with the movie experience at this point in time for this amount of money. Now you're saying buy your own glasses, but maybe you haven't reduced the price of a 3D movie. Why?
You used to
give me something. Now you don't. You're telling me to buy it and bring myself. So why haven't you changed the price at all? Maybe I would do that if you lower the price, and then it can make itself back.
I'll tell you why.
Ooh. Oh, you tell me.
I tell you now.
Tell me.
Yes. The cinema is basically ripping off you. That is
no,
it.
That's I we how friends. I see it.
No longer are we
We're
friends.
We're not friends anymore.
It's consumer versus the seller. I don't know what's the proper economic term.
How rude.
Yes. Well, the end of friendship right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And our WeChat listeners have a lot to say regarding this topic. Ooh. As Juju has left us a message and says, this is completely unfair to the audience of the movie. And what a terrible excuse to say, oh, it's for the hygiene of your own sake that now 3D movie glasses are being sold. And also, she shares the similar view as Ryan has just portrayed. That is, please tell us the truth, not make up some, excuse that make people feel that their intelligence has been insulted. And also, Bob the pilot says, I'm here too. I bought my own 3D glasses a long time ago and always bring them with me. The cinema here in Shunyi charges for the glasses, so I take my own. In the UK, they have vending machines that sell themed 3D glasses.
Ooh.
Like during the Star Wars release, I bought a Stormtrooper pair of glasses.
Ooh.
And
yeah, Ryan
they
would
were
buy that.
Great.
I would totally buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in response, I love Bob's comment. In response to the first comment about, you know, like transparency, honest, you know, like if you're going to be a movie theaters, if you're going to be a jerk, be an honest jerk, okay? We appreciate honesty. Maybe it makes you less of a jerk, but most people can tell what you're doing here. So just might as well be a little bit honest about it. And you know what? It makes sense, guys, in my mind, that they're trying to do this. As New Hong Lin brilliantly pointed out, in the initial phases, they wanted this to become bigger. So it started off really small. It didn't make sense to charge people more money. When you want to start something, when you want to start a trend, you let it get very big, like it has now. Then you start saying, all right, hey, now we're going to be charging you this much money because now it's like so many people are going to see 3D movies. Of course we can milk this. It's too big to stop now. The snowball has become a huge ball that's just rolling over the movie industry.
Yes, I think you've just gotten inside the minds of the cinema managers.
Yes, I did.
Yes, yeah, I guess so. And there's WeChat listener Han, who always has something cynical and smart to say, and I love that about Han. And Han says, there's so many lame, not up to standard, and crappy movies out there, and often in 3D. So why bother even wearing a pair of glasses?
Yeah.
I feel like it's Ryan's bill.
No, actually, I want to make a point here, and I totally agree with Han, and maybe you guys will agree with me. But even paying so much more, in the States when I was paying like $14 for a 3D movie, maybe like two times in the movie, I could see noticeable 3D effects, but the otherwise times, it wasn't that amazing. So I think sometimes it's a big hype. I think Han is onto something there.
Yes. I have to admit, I have a home, 3D glasses at home that I can have some VR experience using my phone. And it's been fun. You can try it sometime. it's not as same as in the movie theater having a 3D movie watching experience, but yeah, it's kind of fun.
And also I like to see what you guys have to say regarding how feasible is this, as can cinema managers or these cinemas simply just make the statement that now we start charging this, and aren't there any regulations or anything written in the books that would sort of offer some guidance in whether this is okay or not?
I'm not really sure if it's okay, but I've seen comments from one moviegoer saying that he asked the movie theater if he could buy the 3D glasses and return it after watching the movie, and they said no. So he called 12315 and report this, and after a month he returned to the movie theaters. They no longer sell 3D glasses.
Oh, interesting.
As I understand, experts believe that it's hurting the consumer's legal right to a fair deal. That is basically, guys, you're being offered a 3D service without the integral part of the service being included in it. That's not right. Yeah, you know, to be offered a service and not included the bare minimum to enjoy the service. That's infringement maybe on your consumer right.
Yes, and that probably takes consumers to complain to make this stop.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, and also I think if this practice is being employed by more and more of these cinemas, it will draw the attention of more people. Yeah. And yeah, we don't agree with it.
No.
Yeah, ooh.
No, we don't.
Once we have agreement on Roundtable, that is
it's
rare.
It's a big deal, folks.
Yes, it's a good day.